This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.
Century you're living in today, for a brave new world where everything that you cherished and held true will no longer exist.
The original Constitution, I think it is an imperfect document, and I think it is a document that reflects some deep flaws.
And that would authorize him to use the military to arrest people in the United States who, in the president's opinion, are enemies of the country.
You'll find that they've also asked for the right to imprison farmers who wouldn't keep books as prescribed by the federal government. The Secretary of Agriculture asked for the right to seize farms through condemnation and resell them to other individuals. And contained in that same program was a provision that would have allowed the federal government to remove 2 million farmers from the soil.
These government Republicans and Democrats were busy shredding the last vestiges of the Constitution. They're talking about inserting the army into domestic law enforcement. The homeland is part of the battlefield, and people can be held without trial, whether an American citizen or not.
I have been often to, the mothership in New York City, but it's good to have an outpost of the council right here down the street from the State Department. We get a lot of advice from the council, so this will mean I won't have this far to go to be told what we should be doing and how we should think about the future.
Take off the tinfoil hat
and put on the Kevlar.
It's time for battle with Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
Well, hello and welcome to Agenda 21 Radio. This is the radio show that is stopping totalitarianism, one exceptional American at a time. And yes, ladies and gentlemen, are you that exceptional American? I suspect you are. So welcome to the show. Now remember, we are very suspicious around here for good reasons. We put on our tinfoil hats daily. Well, sometimes we just keep them on all the time, 24/7, which just absolutely shakes the heck out of the other side. That's just the way we roll around here. Anyway, so welcome to the show. Tons of things to talk about. 24/7, 365 news cycle, and you're on it. Let's get the ride going on, right? It's just nonstop. It really is. If it's a bicycle, it's just running in perpetuity. It's amazing what's going on. So, yes, Donald Trump's at it again. Oh, the president is at being presidential. I hate it when that happens. Laura Ingraham mixes it up with Hogg. And she loses. Boy, does she lose. Does she really lose? Egg on her face. Just really too bad. We'll be talking about that. But I have the real explanation as to why David Hogg did not get accepted into his colleges that he wanted in California. Oh, yeah. And listen, those of you that are longtime listeners to Agenda 21 Radio, you know exactly where I'm going with this. He was selected out for various and sundry reasons, which I think, now if my longtime listeners remember, we have been talking about this particular thing for years. Years and years, and we see it playing out against somebody on their side, which I think is rather humorous. Anyway, but Laura Ingraham apologizes to David Hogg, gets down on her hands and knees and apologizes. Very, very disturbing for a lot of people. Anyway, that's just a little bit of what's going on here on Agenda 21 Radio. Remember to visit our website, agenda21radio.news. It's agenda21radio.news. And also, you can visit newcaliforniastate.com. Newcaliforniastate.com. Very, very interesting things going on at newcaliforniastate.com. More counties wanting to clamor on board Not only that, but more people clamoring on board. We are, you know, we don't even need to put the sign out saying, you know, recruits welcome. They're just flooding in. They want a new California. They don't want this regime that they currently have in California. They want a new start in life, which is what we're going to be doing. A new constitution for New California provides freedom and liberty and justice for all. Yeah, that's a key thing, don't you think? Justice for all, which, of course, if you're in California right now, it's not justice for all. It's just justice for a few. And the criminals, they get to go scot-free. Yeah. So anyway, we've got like a lot of things going on. Now, Jeff Sessions is really the key guy in the news right now. Jeff Sessions declines to appoint second special counsel and assigns a U.S. attorney instead. What is going on here? And an Obama appointee, I might add. Don't you find that interesting? I do. I find it really interesting. I'm a big believer in Jeff Sessions, and of course I've been supporting him for some time. I hope that I don't have egg on my face when this is all done. I don't think I will, but Attorney General Jeff Sessions sent a letter in reply to a group of leading Republicans on Thursday indicating he would not be appointing a special counsel to investigate certain aspects of the FBI's handling of the probes into the Russian election interference. Now, I just have to tell you, on the surface of this, there's a few things that really bother me. Really, really bother me. It says, instead, Sessions announced he would assign regular top-level federal prosecutors, or a prosecutor, U.S. Attorney John Huber, Huber, H-U-B-E-R, of the District of Utah, to assist Justice Department Inspector General Michael Horowitz in his investigation of issues like FBI bias against President Donald Trump before and after the appointment of Special Counsel Robert Mueller and the Bureau's relationship with Fusion GPS ex-spy Christopher Steele. Huber will have the authority to recommend the appointment of a new special counsel to prosecute criminal matters if he sees them arise. Huber is a Obama appointee. The letter addressed to House Judiciary Committee Chairman Bob Goodlatte, Senate Judiciary Committee Chairman Chuck Grassley, and House Oversight Committee Chairman Trey Gowdy explains, Mr. Huber is conducting his work from outside the Washington, D.C. area in cooperation with the Inspector General. The additional matters raised in your March 6, 2018 letter fall within the scope of his existing mandate, and I am confident that Mr. Huber's review will include a full, complete, and objective evaluation of these matters in a manner that is consistent with the law and the facts. I receive regular updates from Mr. Huber, and upon the conclusion of his review, will receive his recommendations as to whether any matters not currently under investigation should be opened, whether any matters currently under investigation require further resources, or whether any matters merit the appointment of a special counsel. Huber is an Obama appointee. Look, that's me. It's not. This is from Breitbart. Who wrote this? Is that Chris Street? No. Ian Mason. Thank you, Ian. Sessions further defended his decision to keep the matters formally under the jurisdiction of the Inspector General's office, explaining that unlike a special counsel, OIG publicizes misdeeds and damning communications that do not necessarily rise to the criminal level. The Inspector General also may, under appropriate circumstances, gotta check the time here. God, time is flying. What's up with that? make information available to the public, even if no criminal or disciplinary action is recommended. Sessions writes, in contrast, this type of information would not normally be publicly available after the conclusion of a traditional criminal investigation. The letter was penned in response to Goodlatte, Grassley, and Gowdy, and other, and listen to this, and other, see, this is, these big publications, they screw it up. And, you know, I've got dyslexia, so, you know, when you screw it up, I ain't noticed. And other congressional Republicans urging that Sessions appoint a second special counsel. The reaction from Gowdy was broadly supportive of Huber's assignment in a joint letter the two write. We are encouraged that Attorney General Sessions has designated U.S. Attorney John Huber to investigate the actions of the Department of the Justice and FBI in 2016-2017. While we continue to believe the appointment of a second special counsel is necessary, this is a step in the right direction. We expect that the U.S. Attorney Huber, given his reputation, will conduct an independent and thorough investigation. Such an investigation is critical to restoring the reputation of both the Bureau and the DOJ in the eyes of the American people. Boy, do they have a long ways to go with that, right? As far as I'm concerned, FBI and DOJ. We applaud the Attorney General for demonstrating his commitment to this investigation. Blah, 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 sunshine everywhere, right? So, the news comes on the heels of the OIG's announcement Wednesday it would open a review of the Foreign Intelligence Service Court application that led to the surveillance of one-time Trump associate Carter Page. Well, this is a step in the right direction, actually. How many steps, I don't know, we're going to take after the first step. That's still out there, isn't it? That's kind of a concern, isn't it? Anyway. Visit our website, agenda21radio.news, and newcaliforniastate.com. We'll be right back.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-558-7297 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-558-7297 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-558-7297. That's 1-800-558-7297. Again, 1-800-558-7297.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-711-5095 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-711-5095. Again, that's 800-711-5095.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. My employees and I would like to thank you for making MyPillow possible. Years ago, when I invented MyPillow, I thought I was the only one out there with problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I'd flip-flop all night, or wake up with a sore neck or headache. So that's why I invented MyPillow. You can adjust MyPillow's patented fill to your exact individual needs to help you get to sleep faster and stay there longer to get the quality sleep you need. I back it with my 10-year warranty and my 60-day money-back guarantee. And now to thank you, I'm bringing back my best offer ever. Buy one of my MyPillows and get another one absolutely free.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 and use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
Hey, There are enough laws on the books by Congress that are very clear in terms of how we have to enforce our immigration system.
He's undoing the UN, one community at a time. It's Paul Preston.
And welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. This, that screaming in the morning is so good for you, isn't it? We all like to be screamed at. Wake up! I know if you're in the military, there's guys coming in there in the morning screaming at you. You just got used to it. Just one of those things. Moms, get up, get up! Just a few screamers. I mean, if you know what I mean. Anyway, so there's lots of things. You know, it's Easter. It's Easter and it's Good Friday. Good Friday. Unbelievable. Teen mob randomly beats man to death on New... No, I'm sorry. Another shining object just appeared in front of me. That was the Drudge Report. And, you know, I get this... I have this specialized thing that I use on my screen so I get... I'm like up to date. Everything that's going on, and everybody's talking about, of course, California. Trust me, we're going to talk about California and all the issues going forward. And Jerry Brown and Javier Becerra and the things going on with Javier Becerra. You know, the other some of the things that have caught my eye, though, and I'm really kind of dancing around. Now, remember, it's Friday, and we are permitted to do this. We are permitted to go off script. Now, it's like we stay on script during the regular week, but... We're permitted to do this. So we give ourselves permission to do this. This is what we do here. It's okay. It's okay. We have the freedom to do it. Think about it. We have the freedom to do it. Pope declares there is no hell. Huh. What's this whole Jesus Christ thing then? I'm serious. It's what it says. The Pope. You remember, Jerry Brown and the Pope are best buds. They're best friends. Their fellow, well, they're on a quest. Jerry Brown, remember, do you realize how much time Jerry Brown has spent, you know, on the lap of the Pope in the last 4 or 5 years? Do you realize that? A lot. He's always going over there, you know, messing with the Pope. Well, you don't mess with the Pope, you work with the Pope. So that's what's, if you take a look at it, one of his biggest allies in what's going on in California is the Pope. People don't look at it that way, but once you start looking at it and you start sussing out the information, you go, oh, why is that? Well, I don't know. But now the Pope is saying there's no hell. The Vatican scramble. This is what it says. This is great. Okay, so we have this picture of the Pontiff. It's a silhouette type of picture, and he's got his heads bowing towards his hands, that sort of thing. And there's light behind it, you know, that's really, really suspenseful. And obviously a man in deep in prayer and thought. One of the world's greatest thinkers. What is a thinker? I used to, you know, what is a thinker? You hear these people on the East Coast always talk, this guy is one of the world's greatest thinkers. He's a great thinker. He thinks a lot. He knows how to think. Really? And of course, that implies that you and I and everybody else doesn't know how to think. We're not great world thinkers. I know the elites say this is, well, thinkers are thinkers. Some thinkers are better than other thinkers. Let's get it together. So the Pope declares no hell. This is the subheadings. Vatican scrambles, denies report, Buchanan. Well here's the question. Buchanan, what did Christ die on the cross to save us from? Okay. Now listen, I did not know that Buchanan said that. I just asked the same question. Great thinkers think alike, Buchanan and Preston. There you go. Church is rocked by this. These are the headlines. It says, this comes from Newsweek. Does hell exist? Pope Francis says no in new interview that could change Catholic Church forever. That's pretty interesting, isn't it? This came from Newsweek. Are we trying to change the Catholic Church forever is the question. Are we? The Vatican denied the report, by the way. So the drama continues. The Vatican has denied this report. Update, Catholic Pope Francis made a startling revelation Thursday by stating that hell did not exist in an interview with a leading Italian newspaper. In an article titled, "It is an honor to be called a revolutionary," La Repubblica founder Eugenio Scafalari. Oh, now this guy is an atheist. This Eugenio acknowledged the pontiff's previous remarks about how good souls who sought repentance from God would receive it, and then asked, "What about the bad souls?" Seemingly going against centuries of core Christian belief, Pope Francis said the souls of sinners simply vanished after death and were not subject to an eternity of punishment. Okay. Says, they are not punished. Those who repent obtain the forgiveness of God and enter the rank of souls who contemplate Him. But those who do not repent and cannot, therefore, be forgiven disappear, Pope Francis said, as translated by Catholic blog Rotere Calei. My Latin's a little harsh there. There is no hell, there is no disappearance of sinful souls, he added. Ah. Well, so much for the Jesus thing, right? Says shortly after the article was published, the Vatican issued a statement that claimed the article was not a faithful transcript. I bet. And that the meeting between Pope Francis and Scafari was a private meeting and not a formal interview. Well, that kind of goes against what Scafari says. It says, what is reported by the author in today's article is a result of his reconstruction in which the literal words pronounced by the Pope are not quoted. I wonder if I can use this technique on the radio. Okay, listen. The literal words about what I just said at sessions, you can't quote me on. Okay? You guys got that? Good. All right. This is, okay, no quotation of the aforementioned article must therefore be considered as a faithful transcript of the words of the Holy Father. The Vatican said in a statement translated by the Catholic News Agency. The Catholic News Agency also pointed out that after a controversial 2013 article, Scafari admitted that some words attributed to the pontiff were not shared by Pope Francis himself. Aren't you guys a little confused at this point? Francis is the 266th Catholic Pope and the first to be born in the Western Hemisphere, born Jorge Mario Bergoglio in Buenos Aires to an Italian family that fled the fascist rule of Benito Mussolini. He entered the Society of Jesus, commonly known as the Jesuits, at the age of 21. Since becoming Pope following the resignation of his predecessor in 2013, Francis has been known a vocal supporter of Reformed Catholic Church and advocate of the poor. He has pushed for greater outreach to the young and other faiths, yeah, especially Islam. Says the ideals have often drawn the ire of Catholic Church's more conservative clergy, some of whom have pushed back against the Pope's leadership. Okay, so at the age of 21, he enters the Society of Jesus. They are the Jesuits. He's the first Jesuit pope, which people find very interesting. The Jesuits were never to have a pope. That's sort of one of the Vatican rules, but now we have one. And, of course, he took over under very suspicious circumstances, didn't he? I don't know why that's... of course... You all know that Jerry Brown is a Jesuit. We'll be back. You're listening to Agenda 21 Radio. Details? I didn't say that. You can't quote me on that. No, it's not real. Goodbye. Get it out.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-558-7297 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-558-7297 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-558-7297. That's 1-800-558-7297. Again, 1-800-558-7297.
Do you take Viagra? Are you tired of overpaying for your pills? What if you could get the exact same results for just a fraction of the price, guaranteed? Well, now you can with Sildenafil, the active ingredient in Viagra. With 20-milligram generic Sildenafil tablets, you get the exact same results of Viagra for less than $2 per pill. And again, the results are guaranteed. That's right, absolutely guaranteed results for a fraction of the cost of Viagra. So give your wallet a break and call us toll-free at 800-297-6668 to get your generic Sildenafil delivered discreetly to your door. And of course, while saving hundreds of dollars, you'll also be saving time by saying goodbye to those long, embarrassing pharmacy lines once and for all. Again, just call 800-297-6668 to get your generic Sildenafil with a 100% money-back guarantee. Getting your pills doesn't get any easier or cheaper than this. So call 800-297-6668 now.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. My employees and I would like to thank you for making MyPillow possible. Years ago, when I invented MyPillow, I thought I was the only one out there with problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I'd flip-flop all night, or wake up with a sore neck or headache. So that's why I invented MyPillow. You can adjust MyPillow's patented fill to your exact individual needs to help you get to sleep faster and stay there longer to get the quality sleep you need. I back it with my 10-year warranty and my 60-day money-back guarantee. And now to thank you, I'm bringing back my best offer ever. Buy one of my MyPillows and get another one absolutely free.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 and use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
Take off the tinfoil hat
and put on the Kevlar.
It's time for battle with Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
And welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. Remember to visit our website, agenda21radio.news, agenda21radio.news. Also, newcaliforniastate.com, and you can email me Sunday Slams, coming up, as I call them. You can email me, paul@a21r.com. We get a lot of emails that come creeping in at about 1 o'clock in the afternoon Pacific time from all over the country. It's a strange phenomena. Something I know, it took me a while to figure out what was going on, why it was going on. I have no idea why just everybody sits around on a Sunday someplace. Oh, well, let's just email Paul. We'll just email Paul. Okay, so this whole thing with the Pope declares there is no hell. So all of us good Christians, we have to be contemplating our navels, I guess, about this. Says thousands of Palestinians swarm Gaza border in Hamas-led protest. All right, clashes with Israeli troops, something like 6 dead or something like that, just to kind of give you an idea. Let's see. Oh, Alex Jones' son challenges David Hogg to a gun debate. School shooter flooded with fan mail. Love letters, cash offerings. Really? Teen mob randomly beats man to death on New Jersey street. Okay. All right, that's just starting to sound like California out there in New Jersey. Russia to expel 60 diplomats, ambassador relations, toxic. Putin test launches invincible hypersonic missile, known as Satan 1, I think, or something like that. This is not on the article. Jorge Ramos eyeing return to Mexico. That would be a good idea, Jorge. That would be a good idea. I'm just running down the headlines here because, you know, I'm off script, totally off script. But we'll get there. Trust me, we'll get back there. Somehow we'll get back there. Could enemy sabotage... What is this? Wait a minute. Could enemy sabotage undersea cables linking the world? And that is a real possibility. That is something our Navy looks... Okay, so let me explain to you. Okay, all around the world, we have laid cables undersea. Okay? So, and these cables, you know... Fiber optics, copper, whatever. And they're very, very sophisticated cables, and they connect the dots, literally, island to island, continent to continent. You know, the first undersea cable was connected, in the 1880s or something like that. So we'd have a connection that ran all the way from, what a great idea, think about it. That ran all the way from, I know everybody can say, oh, it's those undersea things, you know, it's just those undersea things that they just, those cables, they pollute the ocean bottom. Yeah, okay. As well as every other thing that's down there under the ocean, right? So these cables become quite a problem in terms of protection, if you think about it. But they're very, very integral in the worldwide communication network, aren't they? Think about it. So if you've got a trans-Pacific cable that goes from, say, San Francisco all the way over to Japan, that's, you know, that's a huge communication. I know we have satellites and things like that, but the bulk of these kinds of transmissions and so on go by cable. So could these cables be sabotaged by undersea things? And the answer is yes. The Navy, U.S. Navy, that's one of the big missions that it has, is to constantly patrol and check out these cables. A lot of people don't understand that. But these various destroyers and frigates that we have do just that. So just a little side note. We could do a whole thing on that. It's very, very interesting, the spy technology. And, of course, we had these, you know, the McCain and some of these other destroyers that were out there that were involved in some of these nefarious things. They were rammed and beaten and battered and so on. There's a lot of suspicion that there were some sort of nefarious things going on at the time that may have been involving undersea cable. So that's where this story is coming from. Just giving you, you know, the conspiracy theorists, please, wake up on this one, because this is a big deal, actually. But anyway, just note, this is now something, the reason I'm bringing this up, because this is something that conspiracy theorists have been playing with for a long time, and it's, for those of you that are understand or have been following these things, that is the conspiracy theorists about these cables and the missions of the McCain and other destroyers that were rammed just recently. You are following my drift. There's a lot of things that have developed around these stories, but you conspiracy theorists, here it is. This is proof positive of your work, if you will. And that's what, you know, because we support conspiracy theories around here. Absolutely. You know, as opposed to, you know, and tinfoil hat thinking, you know, if you think about it, what does the other side want? They want to destroy tinfoil hat thinking. They don't want you to think. That's just it. So we encourage that kind of thinking. And, of course, the conspiracy theories develop. I find it interesting when you start looking at all the conspiracy theories, especially the ones, let's say, go back to 5 or 6 or 7 years ago. Let's go back to Benghazi. Oh, conspiracy theory. All the names we were called then. We were just ridiculed for years. You're a conspiracy theorist. Yeah. Of course, we are absolutely 100% correct about Benghazi and everything else, you know. So, and time proves us to be absolutely correct. So this article here, could enemy sabotage undersea cables linking the world? Conspiracy theorists unite. Yes, you are right. Washington, D.C., the Associated Press is reporting this now. So all your good work has, I think, brought it to sort of a head. This is what happens, is that the real news, so-called real news, lags about 6 months to 4 years, 5 years behind what you're doing. That's what I see. So take heart, all you conspiracy theorists, and continue to do the good work, which is what you need to do. says this thing, Russian ships are skulking. They use the word skulking around underwater communications cables, causing the U.S. and its allies to worry the Kremlin might be taking information warfare to new depths. In Moscow, is Moscow interested in cutting or tapping the cables? Does it want the West to worry it might? Is there a more innocent explanation? Unsurprisingly, Russia says it isn't saying. But wherever Moscow's intentions are, the U.S. and Western officials are increasingly troubled by their rivals' interest in the 400 fiber optic cables that carry most of the world's calls, emails, texts, as well as the $10 trillion worth of daily financial transactions. You see how important this is, right? So, again, once again, conspiracy theorists, unite. You're right. They're doing this. And you were right along all along, even though people were poo-pooing you about these things and about what was going on with those destroyers that were all rammed and so on. And there's other reasons for that, by the way. There's some other reasons that have not yet been explained or not, has not reached out here. You're right about some of the things about missile launches and things like that. You're absolutely right about that. Without undersea cables, a bank in Asian countries couldn't send money to Saudi Arabia to pay for oil. U.S. military leaders would struggle to communicate with troops fighting extremists in Afghanistan and the Middle East, and a student in Europe wouldn't be able to Skype his parents in the United States. All this information is transmitted along tiny fibers encased in undersea cables that in some cases are a little bigger than a garden hose. All told, there are 620,000 miles of fiber optic cables running around the sea, enough to loop around the Earth nearly 25 times. That's what I'm talking about. That's what I'm talking about. But again, conspiracy theorists, unite, you're right. You're absolutely right about this whole thing. Now, I mean, you've been right. You know you're right. But now, of course, it's now reached to the Associated Press. Congratulations, you've now graduated. No need to report on it, right? Just stop, forget it. Don't do that. All right, we're coming up to the next break, and we're going to be talking about David Hogg. You know the guy who's going to promise to take away your Second Amendment rights. Yeah, he likes Valerie Jarrett, and Valerie Jarrett likes him. There's a great picture of the two of them together. Uh huh. We'll be back.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a bill. Call 1-800-558-7297 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-558-7297 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-558-7297. That's 1-800-558-7297. Again, 1-800-558-7297.
A well-regulated militia is necessary to the security of a free state. The right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. At Shooter's Paradise, we support and supply that right. Shop online at either shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com to see our huge inventory and great prices. That's shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com and enter the zip code 95993 to shop with Shooter's Paradise.
Do you take Viagra? Are you tired of overpaying for your pills? What if you could get the exact same results for just a fraction of the price, guaranteed? Well, now you can with Sildenafil, the active ingredient in Viagra. With 20 milligram generic Sildenafil tablets, you get the exact same results of Viagra for less than $2 per pill. And again, the results are guaranteed. That's right, absolutely guaranteed results for a fraction of the cost of Viagra. So give your wallet a break and call us toll-free at 800-297-6668 to get your generic Sildenafil delivered discreetly to your door. And of course, while saving hundreds of dollars, you'll also be saving time by saying goodbye to those long, embarrassing pharmacy lines once and for all. Again, just call 800-297-6668 to get your generic Sildenafil with a 100% money-back guarantee. Getting your pills doesn't get any easier or cheaper than this. So call 800-297-6668 now.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. My employees and I would like to thank you for making MyPillow possible. Years ago, when I invented MyPillow, I thought I was the only one out there with problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I'd flip-flop all night, or wake up with a sore neck or headache. So that's why I invented MyPillow. You can adjust MyPillow's patented fill to your exact individual needs to help you get to sleep faster and stay there longer to get the quality sleep you need. I back it with my 10-year warranty and my 60-day money-back guarantee. And now to thank you, I'm bringing back my best offer ever. Buy one of my MyPillows and get another one absolutely free.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 and use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
We're also a nation of laws. That's part of our tradition.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
And welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. Remember to visit our website, agenda21radio.news. That's agenda21radio.news. And you can also visit newcaliforniastate.com, newcaliforniastate.com. I'd like to thank many of our national listeners out there. You've been responding nicely with emails and everything else, a couple of text messages here. I really do appreciate your listenership. Okay, so, oh, by the way, did I say newcaliforniastate.com? I just thought I'd say that. Also, MyPillow, 4-for-1 special right now, 800-266-4715. You want a great night's sleep? MyPillow is the answer for you. Put your head on a MyPillow, and you'll see the difference in one night. Yep. And you know, the professional attitude that they have at MyPillow is just absolutely outstanding. The customer service is beyond reproach. They check out your head, they check out your body, they check everything out about you before they actually construct the pillow. So they do an absolutely professional job. And by the way, I have been sleeping like a baby every night with MyPillow. 800-266-4715. And the code word is AGENDA. AGENDA is the code word there. 800-266-4715. Okay, Laura Ingram apologizes, called David Hogg a brave victim of Parkland. Okay, so I'm sorry. I forgot to warn all of you that are driving right now listening to the show to put your hands on the 10 and 2 position. Please do not deviate, and also make sure you're buckled up. Do not throw things at the radio. I am just the messenger. You know, I know you. Some people have fits, and they throw things at the radio when they're driving down the street. Don't do that. I caution you. You're not going to like this article, I don't think. So, David Hogg, he is the guy who has been specifically groomed and has all these handlers, of course, who have helped him, well, you know, who have absolutely helped him along the road. David Hogg launched a campaign against Laura Ingram over comments she made about him. And within hours, Ingram apologized and described Hogg as a brave victim of Parkland. Just so happens, by his own words, he wasn't even on the campus when it happened. Gee, I wonder why that is. Did you know that? In his own words, I mean, the videos are out there. He's in an interview, he talks about how he heard about a school shooting at his school, and he jumped on his bike and rode down there. Yeah. He doesn't have a driver's license? I wonder why. I wonder why David Hogg doesn't have a driver's license. He's always riding his bicycle or skateboarding around. The tension began when Ingram pointed out that Hogg had been rejected by four colleges to which he had applied. She added, he whines about it. An hour after she tweeted these words, Hogg fired off a tweet of his own, listing advertisers of Ingram's show in a bid to get them to drop her. So, this is what David Hogg does. Pick a number, 1 through 12, contact the company next to that. It says, top Laura Ingram advertisers, Sleep Number, AT&T, Nutrish, Allstate and Esure, Bayer, Rocket Mortgage, Liberty Mutual, Arby's, TripAdvisors, Nestle, Hulu, Wayfair. Those are the top 12. Says, first thing that happened, says that Rachel Ray's Nutrish was the first to cut ties with Ingram, followed by TripAdvisor. Ingram soon tweeted apologies to Hogg and described him as a brave victim of Parkland. The guy wasn't even there. Says any student, this is her comment. This is her comment. 10:06 a.m. March 29th. Okay, March 29th. Says here, any student should be proud of a 4.2 GPA, including at David Hogg 111. On reflection, in the spirit of a holy week, I apologize for any upset or hurt my tweet caused him or any of the brave victims of Parkland. For the record, I believe my show was the first to feature David. In a subsequent tweet, she referred to Hogg as poised and made clear he is welcome on her show anytime. Okay. That brave victim. Now, I find it interesting, the colleges that she apparently is referring to that did not take him were California schools. Now, those of you that can recall my comments about what is going on there, it's very, very simple. California colleges don't take American citizens first. He is one of those that's placed down on the bottom of the rung for an entrance into the colleges. The UC system and CSU system have long been discriminating against American and California citizens. If you're a citizen in the United States of America, you go to the end of the line in terms of entrance. Now, David, you should know this. Your good buddies on the left did this to you. Your own good buddies. Now, of course, it's interesting. He lived in Torrance, California last year. And he rode a skateboard around and bicycled around, too. Didn't have a California driver's license. Don't you find that odd? I do. It didn't have a license in Florida. It apparently doesn't drive because he skateboards and he bicycles around. I just find this very, very odd. Now, you see, we can be conspiracy theorists here, as we are. And we've pointed out that Mr. Hogg seems to have been very well groomed for the position he's in. Which, if you take a look at the totality of what's going on at Parkland and the stand-down orders, this whole thing, it really does smell of a very, very deep conspiracy. Because, you know, I know as a school superintendent, these people just don't stand down. These people just don't, you know, mistakenly show up to the job. Especially when you have so many sheriffs. And one sheriff, by the way, didn't rush in and try and kill the shooter. And then there's the Sheriff Israel. Scott Israel. And then there's all the other people associated with the FBI around all this. We'll be back. Oh, by the way, Hogg's dad, FBI agent.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra.
Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-558-7297 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Med is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-558-7297 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-558-7297. That's 1-800-558-7297. Again, 1-800-558-7297.
Do you take Viagra? Are you tired of overpaying for your pills? What if you could get the exact same results for just a fraction of the price, guaranteed? Well, now you can with Sildenafil, the active ingredient in Viagra. With 20 milligram generic Sildenafil tablets, you get the exact same results of Viagra for less than $2 per pill. And again, the results are guaranteed. That's right, absolutely guaranteed results for a fraction of the cost of Viagra. So give your wallet a break and call us toll-free at 800-297-6668 to get your generic Sildenafil delivered discreetly to your door. And of course, while saving hundreds of dollars, you'll also be saving time by saying goodbye to those long, embarrassing pharmacy lines once and for all. Again, just call 800-297-6668 to get your generic Sildenafil with a 100% money-back guarantee. Getting your pills doesn't get any easier or cheaper than this. So call 800-297-6668 now.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of My Pillow. My employees and I would like to thank you for making My Pillow possible. Years ago, when I invented My Pillow, I thought I was the only one out there with problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I'd flip-flop all night, or wake up with a sore neck or headache. So that's why I invented My Pillow. You can adjust My Pillow's patented fill to your exact individual needs to help you get to sleep faster and stay there longer to get the quality sleep you need. I back it with my 10-year warranty and my 60-day money-back guarantee. And now to thank you, I'm bringing back my best offer ever. Buy one of my MyPillows and get another one absolutely free.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 and use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
Back to Agenda 21 Radio with your host, Paul Preston.
And we're back on Agenda 21 Radio. Remember to visit our website, agenda21radio.news. Laura Ingram. Come on, girlfriend. Don't get wrapped up in the hoggish stuff, you know? Don't be walling around down there in the mud with all the hogs. You know, gosh, this guy is really, really groomed well, don't you think? Absolutely. Groomed by the best. And by the way, the pictures that are out there of he and Valerie Jarrett together. This is David Hogg and Valerie Jarrett together. They had this big reception for all the kids out there that they're grooming to be, you know, your of the future. Your future protesters and advocates for the left, the whole fresh new batch that's come out of this Parkland shooting. Let's investigate really the Parkland shooting to find out. And, of course, the only place you're going to get that investigation right now is, well, where? The conspiracy theorists that are out there. How right they are. Anyway, thanks for listening to Agenda 21 Radio. We've got a lot of things coming up in the next few hours, 2 hours at least. We're going to be talking about California. Oh, yeah. Got to be talking about that. Anyway, visit our website, agenda21radio.news. That's agenda21radio.news. And also newcaliforniastate.com. A lot of things happening with New California. Things are brewing. Things are brewing off. By the way, I am going to have a new pot of Agenda 21 Radio brew to open up the next hour. I will be perky, I promise. Perky. Get it? Coffee. Okay, anyway, thanks for listening to Agenda 21 Radio. And remember, visit our website, agenda21radio.news, and newcaliforniastate.com, and paul@a21r.com is how you get a hold of me. And stay strong, America. We are exceptional Americans.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
You're listening to Paul Preston's Agenda 21 Radio.
Stay tuned for more of Paul Preston's Agenda 21 Radio.
This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.